Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Gerald Borowitz, CEO of Safe Space, the Treasure Coast's only certified domestic violence outreach center. Safe Space will be hosting their fourth annual Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event in three local counties, Martin, St. Lucie, and Indian River, during October, which is National Domestic Violence Month. Jill, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Oh, thanks for having me, Drew.
How do women typically come to Safe Space, and what happens once they get there?
Well, women self-report. They pick up the phone and call our hotlines. Law enforcement can make referrals. We do get referrals through medical and other social service agencies, but really women have to pick up the phone and call us themselves. It's a very difficult call to make. And once they call our hotline, they're assessed for risk and danger, offered shelter if necessary. Most women that we talk to decide not to come into shelter, so we work with them on what is called an outreach basis. Some people think of it as outpatient, but we go into the communities and work in public places with victims who just need assistance with, you know, maybe navigating the legal system or referrals to other organizations for help or just someone to talk to. We also provide numerous support and education groups and programs for women and children who are victims of domestic violence. So we're doing a whole lot. In addition, we have the two emergency shelters, one in Stewart and one in Vero Beach, that women and children can escape to.
I was looking at one of the brochures you brought before we started taping, and I was astounded to see that one in three women will be a victim of domestic violence. That's astounding.
That's right. One in three have been, are, or will be victims. So when you think about that, one third of everybody you meet, every woman you meet, is going to or will be a victim of domestic violence. It's startling. Another one is four women die every day at the hands of someone they love. Every day in our country, four women die. If it were any other condition killing women at this rate, it would be considered a pandemic and an epidemic. And I think our society would be throwing their arms up saying, we need to address this and we need to do it in a very profound and emergent manner.
I'm speaking today with Jill Borowitz, CEO of Safe Space. Tell me about Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
You know, a lot of people think of this as a women's issue or a feminist issue. Well, it is not just a women's issue. It involves everyone. And what you typically hear about are the bad men or the batterers. And we really truly believe that there are a lot more good men out there than there are bad ones. And we need them fighting this fight with us. So we do this walk in all three counties, and it's actually men who agree to put on 4-inch-high red stiletto heels, and they are in men's sizes. And last year, we had well over 300 men walking amongst the three counties, and probably twice that in spectators, because it is quite amusing to see. It's a really fun way to talk about a really, really tough and hard subject. So we are able to touch a lot of people. It's a fundraiser and a fundraiser for us.
And the first one's coming up October 5th?
Yes, it is, in Martin County at the Riverwalk Stage downtown. And the second one is October 12th in Tradition Square. Third one is October 26th in the Indian River Mall. And there's a little bit of competition going on between the three counties, who can have the biggest walk, who can raise the most money. So again, not only is it about raising money, but it's about raising friends and connecting people to this cause. And also, I want to say, you know, there are a lot of men who really want to do this walk, but just can't wear those 4-inch-high red stilettos. And we actually have red OR booties that men who cannot wear the shoes can put over the top of their own shoes and walk with us. Or they can wear red tennis shoes or red flip-flops or whatever. We just want everyone out there fighting and standing up with us against domestic violence.
I've been speaking today with Jill Borowitz, CEO of Safe Space. If you'd like to find out more about the work they're doing or Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, we'll have contact information as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Jill, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me, and I hope to see you out there in a pair of red high heels, Drew.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.